okay, here's the deal. Aeon Flux felt like a bad sci-fi channel movie, only worse. Which is weird, because everything looked so good on paper. Two of the stars were Oscar winners, the director had an indie hit under her belt, and the movie is based on a classic animated series on MTV. So why was it so bad? Now, some may be tempted to point the finger at Johnny Lee Miller, but I'll give him a pass on this one. The blame goes far beyond him. The science is ridiculously bad. The line deliveries were flatter than Britney Spears before both pregnancy and breast implants. And like Tammy Faye Baker's makeup, the action and special effects were slathered on to hide the all-too-obvious flaws. There's more problems with this film, but it's going to take me years of therapy to work them all out. Aeon Flux gets 1/2 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.